And so, that's the way it has. I wanted to talk about the women that were left behind, how self-sufficient they were. Their husband is gone all this time, and they were keeping their home, and they hunted for themselves, look after their children, and wait for the husband ultimately. Sometimes, some men, if they don't have too many kids, their wife will follow them from the west coast of James Bay and drop their wife at Fort Severn during the summer, or even sometimes take them all the way to York Factory and then stay there. Sometimes they did that, and sometimes, most of the time, they were single men. And then something else that I have heard about is that those men who went to work in York Factory, sometimes they bring a woman which they have found and marry them, or bring them to marry them after. And sometimes those York boats that were hauling the stuff into the James Bay from York Factory, and there were those men who work hard to do the company business. And then some of them, in times, there were two York boats or three that I used to bring the goods into the Hudson Bay shore, southwest coast of Hudson Bay, and then down to the James Bay, while the Hudson Bay T-Bow was located at York Factory. And the men, the local people, were used to run those sailboats. They were appointed, they were chosen to be a captain, and they were given the authority to responsible for the boats, and then they became the sailors. And there's some fascinating stories about these. Some of those men who have no education of any kind from the white men, but they will to learn and skilled to operate those things, was fascinating. There is an extraordinary man that has been mentioned many times by the name of John Sackney. And it was recently, I might say around 1900, that he had existed. And then he used to be a captain for one of those schooners. And the man did not require a compass. He can read it, but he never really needed it at all. So he used only instinct and some other unnatural things to navigate at any condition, and also understand the water on the Hudson Bay and the James Bay shores, understand to read the water, to know where he's going, or even to see how deep it is where he is traveling. By looking at the distance of the shores and by watching the water the way it moves, and all these things, he gets to be a master of those things that he uses as the navigating utensils. And at night, they uses the stars, uses the moon if it's there, and plus understanding the movement of the water. And there was this young man, and there was this guy, a small man, John Sackney, they call him. They say he was a very short guy, and not the midget, but the small man. When it's stormy, it won't stop him. When it's a strong north wind, he would not even sail close to the shore. He would sail way out in the open water. The land would barely shorn into the shore to make sure that he doesn't run into any shallow water. At night, he was able to do that and always seemed to know exactly when he hit the river. He never lost